This is Father Celery with this week's focus, That We May Be One. Dear friends, some call this Sunday Waiting Sunday. That's because sandwiched as it is between the Ascension and Pentecost, it might easily be overlooked as a sleepy intermission between two awesome acts. That would be a sad loss. We'd miss one of the truly great Gospels. We'd lose the opportunity to hear Christ's final report to the Father and hear him explain how all the pieces of the divine plan fit together. So let's pause and give this Gospel the reverent attention it deserves. It's worth the waiting. On the rare chance that you missed the message in the other 20 chapters of his gospel, once again, John is making the case for Christ's divinity. You see, the text opens with Jesus calling on the Father, revealing himself as the manifestation of God's love made flesh for our redemption. Clearly, he's more than a heavenly goodwill ambassador. He's more than the prince of the prophets. You see, Jesus speaks reverently to the Father, but he speaks as God the Son to God the Father. John's gospel began by establishing the fact that in the beginning was the Word. And lest we miss or forget the point, Jesus repeats that he was with the Father before the world began, and not as an honored guest. He was, is, and always will be one with the Father. And while Jesus makes his report, his passion and resurrection, they still lie ahead. But he's confident his mission will be fulfilled, and he shares that confidence with you and me. In human form, Jesus has made God more accessible to his people. By example, he's established love of God and neighbor as the paradigm of the new covenant. And for our redemption, he's ready to take our sins to the cross. In giving Christ his mission and sharing his power, the Father has glorified Jesus. In his humble obedience, Jesus has glorified the Father. In the gift of eternal life, God has glorified his people. And we, in turn, worship God with a new fervor born of this revelation. You see, all the loose ends are tied up. God's plan is a closed loop of love, Father to Son to people, all flowing with the ease of alternating current. And as St. Augustine has explained, that current is the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. Buried deep in the cosmic sweep of this gospel is another message that shouldn't be overlooked. Jesus asked the Father that they may be made one as you and I are one. And as I considered this unifying message, I looked up from my keyboard to see the latest news of the massacre in Manchester flash across my muted TV screen. Among the victims, a 5-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 14-year-old. Innocent girls out for a night of giggling and squealing at the latest teen idol, torn to pieces by hatred. And in an instant, across the globe, people of goodwill were being figuratively torn to pieces by revulsion, by anger, by crushing sorrow and stunning disbelief. How do we put the pieces together again? How do we move forward in the face of rampant evil? While I tried to focus on Christ's call for unity, I listened to my own boys jumping around in the next room, and another image from the evening news came to mind. A traumatized Nigerian boy was recounting how his father was murdered by terrorists. This backcountry subsistence farmer was confronted by gunmen. They made one demand: renounce Jesus. Fighting back his fear, the man explained that he could never do that. You see, because if he renounced Jesus, then Jesus could not commend him to the Father. His declaration of faith was cut short by gunfire. Watching the boy's moving, matter-of-fact presentation, I was overcome by a too familiar spectrum of emotions: horror, sorrow, pity, and then the inspiration and humble expectation. There I was, TV remote in hand, sitting comfortably in my American suburban security. This boy and his martyred father were a world away. We had neither nationality nor race, language, culture, or circumstances in common, and yet I felt profoundly that their loss was my loss. I prayed that their declaration, would be my declaration. In the glory that these humble people gave to God, in the witness that they gave to me, I rejoice that Christ's prayer for unity is being answered. In that moment, I knew that we are the body of Christ. And today I pray that by the grace of God, the faith of our Nigerian brothers and sisters, the courage of the Coptic Christians, the strength of the Syrian and Iraqi martyrs, the youthful innocence of Manchester will all be ours, that we may be one. Alleluia, He is risen. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.